From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary. Democratic presidential candidates paid homage this weekend to the growing power of the blogosphere as a political organizing tool. Six of the major candidates turned out for a convention in Chicago where influential bloggers had assembled. NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
Don't go home without a yearly Kohl's shirt. Only $20, marked down from $80.
Yearly Kohl's brings together hundreds of the most popular bloggers from the liberal side of the political spectrum. It takes its name from the popular website Daily Kohl's. Janet Aronson of Pittsburgh is a regular reader, and she jumped at the chance to meet in person, though she usually communes with online.
The Kohl's gave me hope.
Oh, I thought you said
I thought there are people out there who aren't crazy. And the Netroots taking root made me feel like we were going to really finally make a lot of other people feel better about what's really going on.
The convention is part trade show, part strategy session. There are t-shirts and books to buy and workshops with names like Liberating the iPhone, Reversing the Alito Effect, and How to Put Emotion into the Emotionally Barren Language of the Left. Six of the Democratic presidential candidates showed up to court these bloggers and the political activists who follow them. Senator Barack Obama said if Democrats hope to make good on their promises, they have to look beyond the swing voters and battleground states that have decided the last few elections.
If we are going to pass universal health care, if we're going to have a bold energy bill, if we are going to actually change how business is done, we've got to expand the voter base.
Obama was warmly received by his hometown Chicago crowd, but the loudest applause went to former Senator John Edwards, a favorite among blogging activists who were unhappy with the status quo.
I think there are big changes that are needed in this country, not small changes. And there is a very fundamental question. And I believe this room is filled with people who are about change. Bless you for that. Who will be the best candidate to do that?
Edwards challenged his rivals to turn down campaign contributions from lobbyists, something he and Obama have already done. Senator Hillary Clinton refused to take the bait.
I don't think, based on my 35 years of fighting for what I believe in, anybody seriously believes I'm going to be influenced by a lobbyist or a particular interest group. Now, you know, waiting for this. This gives us a real sense of reality with my being here.
Clinton has been reaching out to bloggers lately, but many still see the senator as too centrist and too accommodating of opposing views for their taste. She finished far behind Edwards and Obama in a recent straw poll of Daily Kohl's readers. National polls rank the top three Democrats just the opposite, with Clinton leading Obama and Edwards. Daily Kohl's founder, Marcos Melitzas, concedes his readers may not speak for Democrats or voters as a whole.
A lot of people like me who, you know, were nerds, right, computer nerds, we didn't have a way to engage in politics before. I think I'm very comfortable that right now, in this moment in time, we are in the mainstream of American thought on Iraq, on healthcare, on education. Go down the list on every single issue. Right now, we are with the mainstream of America.
For all the talk of a net roots transformation, the yearly Kohl's convention did seem pretty mainstream. Neither the questions put to the candidates nor their answers were very different from what you might hear in an Iowa town hall meeting or a nationally televised debate. One participant joked about just how boring and responsible it all seemed. There were, however, some quirky convention goers like Sharon Feldman. She was promoting a line of partisan dog collars, along with her website, dogsfordemocrats.com.
It's written in the voice of my dog, Sally B. Wolfman. She has lots to say about politics. She wonders aloud, "You think 8 years of Bush Cheney is bad? It's 56 years to me."
A voter nicknamed John Pontificator also delivered a well-received challenge to the Democrats, if they're elected, to appoint an official White House blogger. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Chicago.